Welcome to the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 23, The Murder of Stanford White. The murder of Stanford White remains one of the most shocking and scandalous crimes in American history, intertwining the worlds of art, architecture and high society with lust, jealousy and revenge. Stanford White, a celebrated architect of the Gilded Age, was fatally shot on 25th June 1906 by Harry Kendall Thor, the wealthy and troubled husband of Evelyn Nesbit, a former chorus girl and model who had been romantically involved with White. The case captivated the public and the press, exposing the darker side of the glittering social elite of the time. Stanford White was a towering figure in American architecture, a partner in the renowned firm McKim, Mead and White. His works included the triumphal arch at Washington Square Park, the original Madison Square Garden, and numerous grand mansions for the country's wealthiest families. Known for his opulent designs and sophisticated tastes, White was also infamous for his hedonistic lifestyle. Behind the facade of his professional accomplishments lay a personal life rife with indulgence, including relationships with young women, often orchestrated through his charm and considerable influence. Evelyn Nesbit was just 16 when she met Stanford White in 1901. Born in Pennsylvania, Evelyn moved to New York City with her mother and quickly gained attention as a model and actress due to her striking beauty. White, then in his late 40s, became enchanted by Evelyn and took her under his wing, introducing her to a glamorous lifestyle she could hardly have imagined. However, this mentorship quickly turned into something far more troubling. According to later accounts, White seduced Evelyn under questionable circumstances, exploiting her youth and naivety. Their relationship continued for a time, though Evelyn would later describe White's treatment of her as manipulative and predatory. Evelyn eventually ended her association with White, but the damage to her life had already been done. She later became involved with Harry Kendall Thor, a Pittsburgh millionaire known for his erratic behavior and violent temper. Thor, obsessed with Evelyn, pursued her relentlessly and eventually married her in 1905. However, their marriage was far from harmonious. Thor's jealousy of White consumed him, exacerbated by Evelyn's revelation of her past relationship with the architect. Thor viewed White as the embodiment of the corrupt elite and became fixated on avenging Evelyn's perceived mistreatment. The simmering tensions between Thor and White came to a dramatic climax on the night of 25th June 1906. White was attending a performance at the rooftop theatre of Madison Square Garden, a building he had designed. During the show, Harry Thor approached White and, without warning, fired 3 shots at point-blank range. 2 struck White in the face and 1 struck him in the shoulder. The audience, initially believing the gunfire to be part of the performance, quickly realised the horror of the situation as White collapsed and died instantly. Thor, brandishing his pistol, shouted that White had ruined his wife and calmly allowed himself to be arrested. The murder sent shockwaves through New York City and the nation. The combination of the prominent individuals involved and the salacious details surrounding the crime turned it into a media sensation. Newspapers dubbed it the Trial of the Century, with sensational headlines and lurid accounts dominating the press. Public fascination was fueled by the contrasting personas of the victim and the perpetrator. White, despite his reputation for indulgence, was viewed as a cultural luminary, while Thor's erratic and violent behaviour painted him as a man driven by jealousy and madness. The trial, which began in 1907, became a spectacle in its own right. Thor's defence hinged on claims of temporary insanity, with his lawyers arguing that he had been driven to act by his obsessive desire to protect Evelyn's honour. Evelyn herself became a central figure in the proceedings, testifying about her relationship with White and the abuse she claimed to have suffered. Her testimony was graphic and emotional, painting White as a predator while simultaneously exposing the vulnerability of her own position as a young woman in a world dominated by powerful men. The jury ultimately failed to reach a unanimous verdict, resulting in a mistrial. A second trial the following year ended with Thor being found not guilty by reason of insanity. He was committed to a psychiatric institution but was released in 1915 after being declared sane. Despite his acquittal, Thor's reputation was permanently tarnished, and his later years were marked by further legal troubles and declining mental health. The murder of Stanford White and the subsequent trials left an indelible mark on American culture. The case laid bare the excesses and hypocrisies of the Gilded Age elite, revealing a world where wealth and privilege often concealed dark secrets. For Evelyn Nesbit, the events cast a long shadow over her life. Although she achieved fame through her involvement in the case, she struggled to escape its notoriety, spending much of her later years in relative obscurity. Stanford White's death also marked a tragic end to a brilliant career. His architectural legacy continues to be celebrated, with his works standing as enduring symbols of a transformative era in American history. However, his personal life and the circumstances of his murder have become inextricably linked to his name, adding a layer of complexity to his story. The murder of Stanford White remains a cautionary tale of power, obsession, and the devastating consequences of unchecked emotions. It exposed the fragility of the veneer of respectability that often cloaked the lives of the wealthy and influential, offering a stark reminder that even the most glittering facades can hide deep flaws. Over a century later, the case continues to captivate and intrigue, a testament to its enduring place in the annals of American history. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.